U.S. military advisors are there to assist their Philippine colleagues. But it turns out President Rodrigo Duterte never invited them. RT's Miguel Francis Santiago looks at how the country's chain of command operates.
So how aware is President Duterte of what's going on in his own country? Now, you may recall that when Duterte became president last year, he took quite a hostile stance towards the U.S. Not an easy task, considering you once wore a U.S. colony.
I announced my separation from the United States, both in military, not maybe social development, both in military but economics also.
Today, Duterte is battling ISIL allied groups who invaded the southern island of Mindanao and captured one of its largest cities. And the U.S. military is there, too, providing assistance. The U.S. Embassy in Manila claims that the Philippines government requested the aid. And apparently, it wasn't the president who asked for help, but the Philippines Army, with the Army Brigadier General Padilla saying to AP that we don't have good surveillance equipment, so we asked the U.S. military for help. Now, the Philippine Army stressed it was only the equipment and no boots on the ground. However, the Pentagon said it's also sending an additional 300 to 500 U.S. troops to support regular training activities. And no further details. Now, did the president know? Well, it turned out he didn't until the help arrived.
I have not done that. I have not made an appeal. I said I did not even know that the American government has been providing technical.
And President Duterte did not say whether his military went over his head. He only said that because of the long-time close ties between the U.S. and its ex-colony, his army has always been very pro-American. And now, almost a week after that pretty surprising admission, we are learning from the president's spokesperson that he, quote, has accepted the situation at this stage.
Apparently, President Duterte seems to be very vulnerable at this stage. He does not want to face a coup. He does not want to face unrest from his own military. He accepted the fact that his generals are all pro-American, pro-U.S., and that it seems that he has to live with that kind of situation if he wants to stay on in power.